Thanks for tuning in today, and welcome to today's podcast. Your host is Joe Love, a spiritual teacher, sixth sensory guide, and author. Let's get started.
We are embarking on a very, very important and exciting topic that we chose a couple weeks ago, the chakras. And what I'm going to do tonight is we're going to do an overview of the chakras, but I was trained by some really, really great spiritual masters on chakra education. And, you know, I'm not knocking anybody. People get into the chakras right away. Well, this is the root chakra. This is, you know, the heart chakra. It vibrates to this color. It doesn't mean anything. You have to really get into what each chakra does, why it does it. They're on any given chakra, there are like 30 different ways to balance it. And there's also symptoms that you look for if it's not balanced. And we're going to get into that in each and every chakra. But tonight, what I'm going to do is I'll do an overview of it, but of the chakras, but we're going to get into the foundation, because it's important that in starting, before we get into it, that you understand really why balancing the chakras, it's so important to everything that we do, whether we're a light worker or not, whether we're a healer or not, or intuitive reader. That's why it's so important to do, you know, with the chakras. And so that's what we're going to cover tonight. A lot of material, but if you get that fundamental foundation of the chakras, why they're so important and what it can do for you, if you balance each and every one of them, it's incredible what it can do for your life and really getting in touch with your spirit. So I want to get into that. That's what I want to cover tonight, because, and stop me at any time. I want to have a discussion tonight, because who in here has taken, you know, chakra classes and has gone through the chakras? And one of the reasons why I can say my work as an intuitive and spiritual teacher has been so rewarding and so interesting is because people over the years, they've come to me and something's wrong with their life. You know, they wanted more guidance. They wanted more insight. And in their perception, they felt that, people that come to me, that something was wrong with their job. Something's wrong with their work or their family or their friends or the world at large. But what I've discovered, you know, over the years is that in working with people as long as I have, that most people are oriented to the outside, what's going wrong on the outside. And what I've come to conclude is the real problem for most people is that something is going wrong on the inside with their personal experience. And that's, it's just, you know, they're not feeling good. You know, they have a malaise or there's a disease, you know, that's going on inside of them. And no matter what, you know, certain parts of their life, it's just not working. And some part of their spirit is not being fulfilled. It's not being fed. And in my experience, when things are not going well, they're not balanced. It leaves them feeling out of balance, frustrated, unclear. You know, what can I do to make myself feel better? I just don't know what to do. And what I've found is what people will do when this happens is they'll try harder to get themselves back in balance. They'll get up second or third job because I'm not making enough money. Or they'll push harder in their relationship to make it work. Something's wrong in my marriage. I've got to do more, you know, for my spouse. Or I've got to do something. Keep pushing. Add more pressure. More commitment. In an effort. And what happens when they do this is their life just spirals more out of control. And I've also studied why people do feel good and what works. And, you know, it's operating in balance. Connecting with your spirit. That's what balancing the chakras does. And when your chakras are balanced, it puts you in a state of grace. You live in a state of grace all the time. And you're just in the flow as well. And you have the feeling, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And, you know, I'm supposed to be experiencing the best I can. And what I've discovered is that, you know, what throws people out of balance is they don't understand what's wrong with this picture. You know, what's going on in my life? And, you know, why don't I feel good? And they're not feeling comfortable. And when that, everything on and around them in their physical world, the relationship, everything can be going good, but they don't feel right. They're off. And it's interesting because some of my most, you know, unhappy clients that have come to me over the years have done really, really well financially. They have good jobs, they have great positions with good companies, They're very successful. They make a lot of money. Their family life is good. Their health is good, but they don't feel satisfied. You know, they're off and they don't feel complete or whole. And what it comes down to is that we don't understand how to balance ourselves. And that's with most of us. You know, and I've had to struggle with this over the years as well. And we don't understand who we are on the spiritual level. And we don't understand that just like we have a physical anatomy, we have a spiritual anatomy that is just as important and every bit as important as our physical organs, our bones, our muscles, our hair, our eyes. That is every bit as important, you know, our spiritual anatomy. And our spiritual anatomy, it's essential to the well-being of our physical body. And to be in balance and to be in well-being, to feeling whole, feeling in the flow and being happy. And if we don't understand what we're made out of and who we are, you know, we're never going to be in balance. Something's always going to be out of order. And the spiritual anatomy, it's slowly coming to the attention to, you know, physicians, modern science are starting to realize, okay, we have these seven energy centers. Also, we have more because there's a tremendous amount of chakras we have in our hands. That's why healers use them. Rubbing their hands together activates those chakras. A lot of chakras in our feet, but we'll cover the main seven and in how each of them pertains. And most people, they look at chakras in Western society as, well, that's for those odd meditating people. Right? Or, you know, those are the people that don't have a real job. Or, you know, and, you know, it's not something I would care about. And so that's just the way it's looked at. And that's just not accurate because we have an energy system, a chakra system, and it's so fundamental to our well-being. But the ignorance of what we've been trained and thrown at us, it just keeps so many people out of balance. And for example, if we're ignorant of, say, our need to sleep or our need to drink water, we don't get enough exercise, fresh air. We don't get that. You know, we naturally gravitate towards those things, but if we don't value and understand how important they are, then we're not going to feel strong and healthy about doing them. And that's why we're covering what we're going to cover tonight, so that you really have a fundamental of how important this is to everything that you're going to do. And we reach for it, but if you don't value it, think it's important, it's not going to work. And because, you know, we don't understand our energy system, our spiritual anatomy, then I believe that we, as I said, we tend to move that way in an unconscious, you know, direction. That's just our natural way of doing things as our spiritual anatomy, but it doesn't serve us fully if we don't understand. And so what we do is we grab maybe 5 minutes of meditation here. We take a long weekend, you know, every couple of months. Maybe we'll go out to dinner with our spouse every once in a blue moon. We'll do that. And it makes us feel better. But what happens is that we don't recognize that those things are essential to our well-being. And when we get into each chakra, we're going to give you on any given chakra, about 30 ways to balance it quickly and easily, and also the ways to, you know, diagnose those symptoms that if it's out of balance, you can look at it real quickly and say, okay, that's my throat chakra. I need to balance that. That's out of balance. Really things that you pick up very quickly. And, you know, so it's become my intention to help people understand who they are is a spiritual, on a spiritual level, and understand and comprehend that our spiritual anatomy, you know, is so basic. It's so fundamental in every way and everything that we do. And, you know, rather than, you know, understanding, you want to understand who I am spiritually so that you establish balance in each of the chakras. And, you know, just like you would in the morning, grab a good bowl of cereal and fruit. You know, that's how commonplace you need it to be, and that's what we're here to do tonight. And so when we begin to understand and fully comprehend, you know, our six sensory requirements for well-being, you know, you're going to discover it doesn't take much to get yourself into balance quickly. It really, really doesn't. And, you know, in the gross neglect out there, that's what's causing all the problems. But when we, you know, really balance, we can begin to live life. And from our root chakra to our crown. I mean, that's where we want to go. Rather than living from our heads, you know, we forget when we're living in our heads that mind, body, spirit, we're all one. And we forget that. And so, you know, we want to reverse that trend. And so we can live in true order the way, you know, our life is supposed to be. And it becomes to the point, not just living, but actually loving life. That's what we want to do, and that's what the chakras do for you. Loving the life that we're living. Because when we're being led by our spirit, then that's what's going to happen. And there's a quote, I think I've said it before, but I love this quote, by the Swiss psychiatrist Carl Jung. He said, when the diagnosis is correct, the healing begins. And that's what we're going to be doing over the coming meetups. And that is, you know, helps us out correctly to diagnose, you know, what's wrong with this picture? Now, why am I off today? How many people get up and it's just not right? I feel off today, right? Well, there's something wrong with one of the chakras when you feel that way. And to learn, okay, then I can do this. I'll get that back into balance today. That's what we're gonna cover. And, you know, it just, if something's wrong with any one of our chakras, you know, it's going to bring us down. We're not going to be where we need to be. And it's making you, it makes you feel frustrated, incomplete, exhausted, you know, empty, lost. And when we can diagnose these imbalances, we can bring them back into balance so easily and so quickly. And, you know, what I've done over the years is not only study, you know, the cause of the imbalance, but what it is that you can do to bring your chakras back into balance. And in this and the coming meetups, we're going to discuss, as I said, what we can do quickly and easily to bring our chakras back into balance. And so we intuitively know what we should do and reach for it like it's secondary. And rather than, you know, discussing what we will do, we're going to discuss what we're willing to do. We're going to discuss, you know, how we're going to show up and shift our lives by balancing the chakras and bring your life back into balance in every area. That's what we need to do. And, you know, those simple decisions that you're going to reach for instead of just struggling for it that we all go through and wrestle with. And, you know, well, I should take that long weekend. I need to get away. But we, you know, I should take a break or I should meditate a little bit more. In my experience, you know, when people think they should do something, unconsciously, you're resisting it. So you don't do it. That happened to all of us. Happens to me. Yeah. And so, you know, balancing the chakras is easily. It doesn't disrupt your life at all. And, you know, so I've completed a way, whole way, to diagnose the problem. What we're going to be doing in the coming meetups is I'm actually going to be taking you through what I would do as a 3-day workshop. That's how much material you're going to get. Okay? So it's going to be really, really in-depth on everything. Because I really, this is so important. I know no other way to teach that. And I want it to be interactive with all of us. You know, and at the end of the meetup, the last meetup we'll have, we'll do a really good meditation on balancing the chakras. So we'll do that as well. And so what we're going to be doing is actually a first aid kit for the spirit, an emergency kit for recognizing and applying the remedy to 6 sensory upsets, and that keeps us from feeling fulfilled, you know, happy, peaceful, as we should. And as we're designed to feel. And basically, it's our intention to help you understand that the universe is on your side. The universe is there for us. And, you know, we have all the support we need possible. And, you know, but the cooperation, balancing the chakras, that's going to bring it all back into place. And it's so, so simple. And it brings me to a story. I'm going to be sharing a lot of stories with you. But a couple of years ago, I was attending a workshop out in San Diego, and with a great, I'll give you her first name, Laura, and she, great healer, Reiki teacher, intuitive author, and I could pick up during her workshop on the first day that, you know, she was overworked, overscheduled, exhausted, she was tired, she was physically drained, she was not nurtured, and she seemed very lonely, even though the material she was presenting was excellent. You know, I could pick up those vibes, but I also knew, you know, she loved her work. So during the break, I told her how much, you know, I loved her workshop. I admired her work. And, you know, it was blunt with her. I said, you really are seem out of balance. And I don't think you're experiencing the satisfaction that you deserve for what you're giving to others. And she said, Joe, you're absolutely right. And, you know, but I have to do this work. You know, I don't have the time. I don't know how to get my life back in order. I'm not sure what to do except keep on moving. What would you suggest? So I told her, I said, you know, the first thing, you know, that I would suggest is you're always on the road. I said, you're always going from hotel to hotel teaching these workshops. I said, get a pillow from home. Bring it with you on the road. So this way, even though your life is in flux, you know, you have your pillow from home, and it's something that's there as a foundation. And so try that. And she said, okay, Joe, that sounds good. And then I told her, I said, you know, it seems like you've developed through your workshops, through your books, you've developed a lot of really good relationships with people. And I said, do any of them ever invite you, you know, to their homes? And she said, yeah, they do. But I never accept it. And I said, well, you should. I said, you instead of eating at the hotel and eating, you know, out, you know, every night on the road, I said, why don't you go to one of their homes and have a nice home-cooked meal? Sit around the table, share stories with your students. I said, I think that would be good. So then she liked that idea as well. And then I told her that, you know, another thing that I would suggest that you do is take some of your favorite bath salts with you. And I said, instead of, you know, grabbing after your workshop, grabbing a short shower, I said, take at least a 15-minute bath in your favorite bath salts and just unwind. Give yourself because you're giving so much. And so she said she's going to try that. She liked that. And then I said, you know, what do you do as far as getting back and forth from the airport? And she said, well, you know, sometimes I'll park. So a lot of times she said, I just take a taxi. I said, don't do that. I said, you know, talk to a friend or a family member. Have them pick you up instead of getting into a cold taxi when just in driving and have them take you back. And so and she liked that idea, and she said she was going to start doing that. And, you know, I told her, you know, those simple things are not going to change anything. They're just going to put you back into balance, those simple things. And every one of these small things that isn't there now. And she wrote me a letter an email a couple months later and said that she was feeling much better, and she thanked me. But those are all you have to do. It's just simple little things that can bring you back into balance. It doesn't have to be anything major or life changing. Just simple things that'll help you. That's all the chakras need, and that's what we're going to be doing.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening. Come back and listen to any of Joe's podcasts as often as you'd like. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information on how to reawaken the voice of your spirit, visit joeloveiw.com.